2 of tonight's story, The Fixer.
From what we had gathered, Wally Gregg was our one possible link with Fred Dunkirk. We had him go over his story several times, recounting his activities on the 14th.
It's like I told you before, my date and I were in the movies all that afternoon. You don't have to believe me, ask her.
He named a Claire Wallace as his date. Agent Reynolds checked out on Miss Wallace.
Steve, she confirms Wally Gregg's story, every detail of it.
At that moment, things looked dismal for us. As we were to learn later, they didn't seem any brighter to Dunkirk.
I don't like the way things look, Dolan.
Now, how do they look?
It's taking too long.
Let me worry about that.
Sure, let you while I'm sitting here going nuts listening to those chickens and that crazy old dame cackling. I don't know which is worse.
I know what's worse than all this put together.
Oh, don't give me that again.
You don't want to face the truth.
I want to get out of here now.
Nobody's stopping you. Go ahead, leave. How far do you think you'll get? Your face is on every post office bulletin board. Go ahead.
All right, all right. But I want to talk to Wally. And soon.
That can wait with everything else.
It can't.
Look, when are you going to stop arguing, wasting your breath? I told you Wally was questioned by the FBI.
And you said he came out okay.
That doesn't mean they're through with him. If he makes one slip, if he gives them a chance to tie him to you, that's the finish. Everything's going along fine so far. Don't spoil it. I'll be back to see you in a couple of days.
The next time, Dolan, just be sure you come back with good news.
Don't worry. The next time, everything will be different.
Oh, you're leaving so soon, Mr. Dolan?
I'll have to go back to town.
Oh, why don't you stay for supper? Chicken and dumplings.
Yeah, thanks, but I gotta go. He been giving you any trouble?
He's upset. I understand. My Albert used to be the same way when he was in trouble. Then I used to comfort him and protect him. That's what mothers are for, Mr. Dolan. Oh, by the way, his second week's board is due. And not that I'm rushing you, I understand.
Yeah. But the 100.
Thank you. It's a labor of love taking care of these boys you send me, Mr. Dolan. Uplifting. Oh, I'll miss Fred when you have that alibi all set up when you bring him back to town.
There's not going to be any alibi.
Oh?
And he'll never get back to town alive.
Isn't that a pity?
I don't call $20,000 a pity, do you?
No. Not if I was to get my share.
Now, you're a money-loving old biddy.
Well, well, maybe I am, Mr. Dolan, but who's going to look after me in my old age if I don't?
Go ahead, Wally. Have another drink.
Well, thanks. I had enough, Mr. Dolan.
You got something on your mind.
So have you.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, you didn't ask me up here just to give me a couple of drinks.
Wally, you're a smart young fellow, but I don't understand one thing.
What's that?
How you got mixed up with a lug like Fred Dunkirk.
Now, what kind of talk is that?
It's the truth, and you know it. Dunkirk is a two-bit penny ante lug.
Now, wait a minute. He's a friend of mine.
Friend? He'd sell you down the river just as soon as look at you.
I'm going.
You can go after I tell you a few things if you want to.
I don't want to hear anything about Fred from you.
All right, then listen to what I have to say about you.
What?
About what will happen to you when Dunkirk's caught.
Caught?
You don't think he can get away with this, do you?
But you're supposed
to... Set up an alibi for him? Be easier to find a needle in a haystack. There is no such alibi.
And this was all a front. You're not going to help him.
Even a miracle couldn't help him. It's different with you, Wally.
We're not talking about me.
You want to talk sense? We are. Dollars and cents.
What?
With Dunkirk along, what chance do you think you'd have to spend that money? With him along, you'd get picked up so fast, make your head swim.
What are you trying to say?
That Dunkirk is cooked no matter what you do.
What I do?
You know where the money is hidden, don't you?
Well, I...
You know where we can lay our hands on it.
If you think...
I don't think you want to spend the next 10 years in prison.
Maybe not, but I'm not double-crossing a friend.
He'd do the same to you without batting an eyelash. I said you're a smart young fellow. Start using your brains. Give yourself a chance. You're in the clear now. You can stay in the clear. And have $10,000 in your pocket.
You mean split with you?
I mean a safe and sound business proposition. No one will know where the money came from.
Fred will.
Don't worry about him. He won't be around to mention it. So you see, you'll be safe all around. What do you say, Wally?
I knew you were after something, but I didn't expect anything like this. I don't know what to say. I'll have to think about it.
Oh, sure, Wally, I understand. You think about it and let me know.
weak link in Wally Gregg's alibi was the girl, Claire Wallace. After we had questioned her closely for several days, she came to an important decision.
I figured I'd better tell the FBI the truth before I got into it too deep.
And the story you told me, all a lie?
Yeah. Honest, I haven't slept since then. I kept thinking about it and worrying until I almost went crazy.
You weren't with Wally Gregg that day.
Or any other day.
Why did you lie?
I was paid. Things have been tough. I thought it was some easy money. It was the hardest of my life. I didn't spend a cent of it. It's still home in my drawer. I'm going to put it in an envelope and mail it back.
To Gregg?
No, he didn't give it to me.
What?
I never even met him. He was just a scribe to me.
Who paid you?
I'd rather not tell. As long as you know the true story, does it make any difference?
It makes a great deal of difference, Miss Wallace.
You're afraid to tell, is that it?
Yeah. I heard what happens to people who talk too much. I heard about this girl last year who had acid thrown in her face.
We'll do everything to protect you.
Acid in her face?
I promise you'll never be revealed as our source.
Gee, I don't know.
What makes you think they won't cause you trouble anyway? Maybe they feel you know too much already.
I thought of that.
Well, then you're much better off telling us, aren't you? Miss Wallace?
His name is Dolan.
Dolan?
Charlie Dolan. He's the boss down in the Fifth Ward. He's always making deals, fixing things.
Charlie Dolan.
Whenever anybody's in trouble or needs a special favor, they go to Charlie Dolan. He'll fix anything for a price. He's the one who paid me to lie, to alibi for Wally Gregg.
Did he tell you why he wanted an alibi for Gregg?
No, and I didn't ask. You're not supposed to ask Charlie Dolan questions.
Well, we will, when the time comes round. We still kept our aim on our prime target, Fred Dunkirk. Questioning Dolan could wait. Having no other course, we hoped he would eventually lead us to Dunkirk, so we kept him under constant surveillance.
Hello?
Wally, Mr. Dolan.
Hello, Wally. How are you?
Much better now.
I take that to mean you came around to my way of thinking.
That's right.
Good. Then let's get it finished as soon as possible.
Fine with me. Tonight?
All right. You'll have the money.
You'll be here at my place at 10. I'll have it.
Mr. Dolan, you're right on time.
It's a habit of mine. Money, you have it here.
I said I would, didn't I?
Just wanted to be sure.
Can I fix you a drink?
Later, business first.
That's the way I feel about it.
What?
Business first. Always.
Fred.
I know it isn't polite to point, especially with a gun.
Now, look, Fred.
Wally, I think he's curious about how I happen to be invited to this party. You're the host. You tell him.
I invited him, Mr. Dolan.
Ma Fergus couldn't make it. She's with her chickens in one of the coops.
Look, Fred, I don't know what he told
you. He told me everything. That's what friends are for. Help each other.
Well, why don't you listen to my side of the story before you do anything hasty?
What I'm going to do isn't hasty. I gave it a lot of thought on the way into town. You and I, Dolan, are going for a ride in the country. Only one of us isn't coming back. Guess which one? Okay, Wally, open the door.
Dunkirk and Dolan didn't get much farther than the door. Agent Reynolds and I were waiting just a few feet down the hall. Ma Fergus was found later unconscious in one of her chicken coops. She was tried separately for knowingly harboring a criminal. Because of his past record, Fred Dunkirk's punishment was a foregone conclusion. He is now serving a life sentence. Wally Gregg and Charlie Dolan were given sentences in proportion to their part in the crime, which attempted to dodge justice by using the fixer.
Here
In tonight's story, Bill Zucker played the part of Fred Dunkirk. Harold Huber was Charlie Dolan. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Ed Adamson. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The FBI in Peace and War has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.